The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 189. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin.
Hey-o.
Football, football, football.
That's right. It's back, baby.
This becomes a whole different gig when football's happening.
Sure does.
You walk in with a little pep in your step.
Told that to young Maxwell yesterday.
This show writes itself.
Very different once football season starts.
Sure is. Niners-Rams tonight. We'll talk about the Seahawks and Patriots last night. Obviously at the top here, Zach Cohen will join us. See if he has any U.S. Open semi-plays today on the ladies' side. College football, NFL with him. Mike Reardon from Right Angle Sports. They got off the schneid last week. Remember, they lost on FSU week one with a live release here on a numbers game. Then last week, easy peasy total over on the Indiana game. So there we go, Mike. Let's make a streak out of this. Is two a streak? Well, I don't know. Two's on your way to a streak. Let's see what happens later. He will have a live release here on the show. Remember, the process here is the Right Angle Sports process, which is you'll put it, they'll give you a rotation number. They'll tell you to put it in the bet slip. And then it's either going to be a go or a cancel. We have not had a cancel yet this year.
We have not had a cancel yet this year.
And we're going to do this earlier in the segment so that we don't tell. We don't give a tell here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a little later on, by the way, Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. But Bill is not here, so we're going to do a little truncated version. I know. Everybody relax. He's not in town. So we will have Bill on the show. But it'll be just for a couple segments. And then how about Elihu Foystel on the show as a bit of a replacement for one of those segments. Elihu Foystel, who, for my money, is the person not in the Sports Gambling Hall of Fame that should be.
Hmm.
He was great. He was Simon Noble at Pinnacle back in the day. He used to ghostwrite as Simon Noble, where I was reared on Pinnacle newsletters in the 90s. He was Justin Seven in the SBR forums for so many years. He's an author of several books, one of which I was reared on, Conquering Risk, back in the day. He was on last year or the year before. I can't remember.
He was on last year with us.
With his new book. Elihu wants to talk NFL teasers.
Love it.
And when Elihu talks NFL teasers, it's not your average NFL teaser discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be to get out the pen. What do people do now? Pencil and paper? People do that
sure.
Stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Have a number two pencil and
an
eraser.
Note cards.
That's right.
Find some note cards.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, Elihu was texting with him yesterday. Can't wait to have him on. I had to kind of apologize. Not only did I missed him at his Bet Bash panel because there were so many going on at the same time.
Yes.
It's just impossible to get to all of them, right? But then I was rushing out one day from Bet Bash. And old Bobby Geddes, who we love to death, grabbed me real quick to say hi. And I'm kind of doing like the half run out. I didn't realize he was standing there talking to Elihu. And I kind of like put it together right when I was leaving. I was like, that was definitely Elihu Foystel. And I just like kind of blew him off. So I had to text him yesterday. I was like, hey, by the way, sorry about that quick thing of Bet Bash.
And oh, no surprise. Fezzik got into it with him on Twitter.
Oh, shocker.
Sure.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
We might have multiple guests that want to address that today because I think Michael Reardon has something to say about that as well.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's true. What's wrong with him?
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm supposed to say, God love him, right there.
Right.
By the way, Elihu, as I've mentioned before, also the greatest Elihu Foystel moment. Him trying to explain to a lady who was looking for business at 3 a.m. at the casino the odds of craps.
And why you should
maximize odds.
Fantastic.
At the first Bet Bash here in Las Vegas. All right, Patriots and the Seahawks last night. Seahawks win it by 3. That means it was either a loss for the 3.5s, the minus 3.5s. It was a push for the 3s. If you bought it down to 2.5, good on you.
God, it feels like that was a push for me, Gil, and it feels like one of those lucky hits of the season is here already.
Well, why, on Seattle?
Yeah.
I disagree immediately.
Okay.
Because there's this little thing called a Super Bowl winning quarterback that got knocked out 5 plays in. So everything else after that is a narrative that is second place.
Sure, yeah.
And that's everything. That's the whole game. Like, I don't want to hear anybody in the New England side say, oh, boy. Because Fezzik this morning, not to bring him up again already.
Like, there was no right side. You know how we always do that right side thing?
No, I didn't say there's a right side. I'm just saying Fezzik's sort of like, oh, you should have gotten the best of the number when it was 4. And I was like, hey, the starting quarterback got knocked out 5 plays in. Everybody stop it.
Yeah.
First drive of the game, 5th play. Sam Darnold goes to the tent after the 5th play. or after that little short drive where Seattle had to punt. Lower leg injury was what it was stated first. Then it was changed to a hip injury. And Kelly, you were saying they took him to the hospital last night for a CAT scan. That revealed nothing. It's an MRI today.
MRI today. So still waiting on results, but no fracture in the hip for him. So that's good for
Darnold. That's good.
Yeah.
Sacked by Draymond Jones. And that was the end of that. Would not return. Drew Lock in. Seattle's second drive. They punt after Lock. Almost got picked by Christian Gonzalez. Good amount of pick six, too. New England. Subsequent drive, 3rd and 2 at the Seattle 36. Flea flicker, P.I. on Job. Downfield, never looked back, defending A.J. Brown. Next play made it, Eli Raridan. First touchdown bet for anybody who had Raridan. Eli Raridan from 2 outs, 7-0 Patriots, 9-11 left in the second quarter. And then Seattle on the subsequent drive, 3rd and 22 at their own 33. Remember, locked to JSN for 21. Then they were going to do a tuchus push, the old tush push on 4th and short, negated by an offside.
Hey,
offensive offside.
Okay, our first time of the season that we get to talk about this, Gil. I've usually been on the side of, man, yeah, they're missing a lot of these offsides on these tush push. I did not see that one.
Oh, 75 was clearly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they didn't, like, show many replays of it.
They showed
They showed the overhead. Yeah. I didn't see it right away. On the first look, I didn't see it.
Anyway, it's 7-0 Patriots at the half. May was 10 of 12 for 66. And a touchdown, 5 carries for 36 yards. Lock was 6 of 8 for 51. Not exactly an offensive show. Defenses were looking good. Third quarter.
I thought May in the first half, though, was efficient and looked fine.
He was fine. I thought Drew Lock was fine, but they weren't really play calling for him. I thought when they came out in the third quarter, great job.
They finally had a plan ready with Lock.
Great job by Seattle offensive coordinator Brian Fleury. First time calling plays. I think he started to like roll out Lock and that kind of thing. Third quarter begins. New England set up to punt, but not before A.J. Brown gets rolled up on the high ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Some people thought it was an Achilles pop. I'm not so sure about that. Looks like it's a high ankle sprain, they're saying.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing early today. High ankle sprain, but another guy that will be getting tested.
A.J. Brown. 3 catches for 26 yards when all was said and done before he got taken out of the game. All right.
Yeah, negative x-rays for fracture on A.J. Brown. He will also have an MRI today. Ian Rappaport repeating that, believed to be a high ankle sprain.
New England, though, in punt formation, then roughing the punter on Chaz Surratt. Pat's ball on the Seattle 37. They have to settle for a Borregales 50-yard field goal. 10-0 Patriots with 11:49 left in the third quarter. Next time they had the ball, though, they were pinned at their own 6. 3 and out. The first 3 and out of the game for either team, by the way, it should be mentioned.
Really?
Yeah, that was very surprising at that time. Seattle takes over at the New England 43, so they got great field position. 3rd and 4, the New England 37. Lock to Cup for 24. Great catch.
What a throw, too.
Yeah, 3 plays later, Lock to Cup. Would-be touchdown negated by an illegal shift. Don't forget about that also.
Yep.
Seattle had a touchdown negated. They had to settle for a Myers 30-yard field goal. 10-3 New England with 3:13 left in the third. Then New England in the fourth quarter. And this is where the nightmare begins for the Patriots. 2nd and 9 at the Seattle 45. May for Dobbs deep, picked by Nehemiah Pritchett. More on May or more on Dobbs? Mistiming a jump. What do you think?
Dobbs. I'm like Dobbs on all of these.
Yeah, let's get rid of the helmet, by the way. I know it's for safety, but come on. After 29-yard return, Seattle takes over at their own 33. They matriculate to 4th and 1 at the New England 45. Pass play. Lock to JSN. First down, gone. See ya. Can't catch him. 10-10, 11:28 left in the fourth. New England, after Dobbs was wide open and dropped a pass on 2nd down, 3rd and 14 at their own 22. May into traffic, picked by Julian Love. Seattle at the New England 47. Wow, are they going to win this? Are they going to cover? They get to 2nd and inches at the New England 3. This is another one. Even with Drew Lock, they should be covering over and over. But a delay call sets them back. They have to settle for a Myers 26-yard chip shot. 13-10 Seattle with 5:51 left. Then New England 4th and 2 at their own 35 with 3:49 left. Could you believe they went for this with all 3 timeouts left?
Yes, I was surprised.
I was surprised
they went for it.
They went for it. May gets 4 yards on the ground. 2 plays later.
Way too easy.
1st and 10 at the Seattle 48, 3:02 left. Illegal man downfield. So Seattle elects to take that penalty, which I thought was questionable. Mm-hmm. I thought they would go with 2nd and 10, but it worked out for Seattle with great defense. So it's 4th and 9 for New England at the Seattle 47 with 2 minutes left. They got all their timeouts. At this point, they're like, they're not thinking They're not thinking field goal. They're thinking touchdown at this point. They got to go for it. Todd was saying, he was like, I don't think they should go for it. I was like, you absolutely have to go for it. Why punt it here?
I thought it was a little bit up in the air, but yeah, no. I would have gone for it here.
This one I had no doubt they should go for it. May to Hollins for 13. Now New England, thinking touchdown, not field goal. They get to first and 10 at the Seattle 21 with 38 seconds left. Two timeouts, but May is sacked by Derek Hall. They get back to third and 5 at the Seattle 16. May, ill-advised pass into the end zone. I thought he was throwing it away.
Yeah.
Pick by Josh Joe, ball game. Drake May, true colors shining through. Drake May, can we show that Optostats? Drake May finishes 23 of 33 for 178 yards, a touchdown, and three picks, all in the fourth quarter. Optostats, they searched a little bit for this, but this is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. The Patriots are the only NFL team in the last 30 years to throw three-plus picks, take three-plus sacks, commit three-plus penalties, and score 0 points in any single quarter of any single game.
It's wild.
It's pretty wild.
Just awful interceptions by Drake May, too. I mean,
the last two were awful.
And like, I do think it's not to give him an excuse because they were all bad, but the man, and it's not like he had a huge first half, but as soon as A.J. Brown went out, it was like he looked like he had nobody to throw the ball to.
Drake May's last five games from Warren Sharp, 7 touchdowns, 11 turnovers. That's 7 picks and 4 fumbles lost, 24 sacks taken, 143 yards lost on the sacks, just 6.6 yards per attempt, 5.6 net yards per attempt. By the way, it should be pointed out, those were the Seattle game last night and all 4 playoff games. Schedule, who you play, matters. Coming back on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget about the Sharp Plays, unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting info, and alerts directly from the pros. Scan the QR code on your screen for more. Why don't you? Sharpplays.com. Check them out. Tweets, beating the book. Dr. Van Nostrad. Seinfeld reference. Can't wait to hear crack. At least I know he won't say the freaking words. He didn't say freaking. Circadian rhythm out of his mouth. Am I gambling or am I retaking high school biology? next thing will be renamed the contest to Circadia Survivor. Good day, boys. You too, Dr. Van Nostrad. Good day. Monty Spires. Gil, this is way off subject, but why can't we get any talk on NASCAR? You know what, Monty Spires? I used to do a dedicated NASCAR segment every week. You know, it's for the NASCAR bettors. You know what? If there's enough of a groundswell, we'll have NASCAR on.
We hit the big ones with Phil Bobbitt.
We do. Maybe Phil Bobbitt will join us more often. Rocky B. Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys, Gilly. I totally quoted that verse with you word for word. LOL. Who could forget? And Montreal Max. Good thing Billy didn't wear one of the shirts we both wear a lot, or he would have blended into that love seat he's on with the two stripes, LOL. It's like he's sitting on a referee over there. Let's see. This is Joe's Big Picks. Good morning. Thanks to you and Kelly for making me laugh every day, listening to your show, and walked into my living room and CNBC is on, and the CEO of Fanatics is being interviewed, and under his name, it's talking about parlays, and all he's doing is yelling, go, go, go.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Sure.
Oh, God, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is yelling then. Bobby Geddes, oops, sorry, Kelly, from distracting you from talking to Elihu. My bad.
That was your bad, Bobby.
he said, my room was next to Elihu at Circa for Bet Bash. He probably wouldn't remember me, but the few times I've talked to him, he's always been super nice and acts like we've been friends for years. Great guy and hides his genius by just being one of the dudes. Can't wait for this teaser segment. Yeah, he's great. And this one, on the day before the 9/11 25-year mark.
That's crazy.
Which I cannot believe. Tony Hernandez says, gentlemen, when Crack mentioned the folks waving flags, it reminded me of when I was in the fire service. After 9/11, it was amazing how people reacted whenever we drove the fire engine through town. Everyone was waving and giving us a thumbs up. With a 9/11 date approaching after 25 years, I felt it was worth mentioning. I was never more proud of my profession. Basically, people are good, and it was demonstrated in the days and weeks after that fateful day. Well said, Tony.
Yep.
And I cannot believe, I cannot believe, it's been 25 years from that day. Bill Krakenberger joining us once again from the East Coast. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Krakman. That's Bill Krakman with a K. Wise Cracks is the name of his podcast as well. Is it Wise Cracks? I always get that. Yeah, Wise Cracks, of course. The name of his podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Which he does live from Circa Resort Casino right behind us here. Yeah. Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Billy? Once again, you wanted to say something about Nifty, did you?
Oh, no. I said, did you hear? You know, he's okay now, but he had to get rushed to the hospital.
What?
Because he had to pay for his own meal Tuesday night. He had to pay for his own meal. So, yeah, he's all right. He's all right. I found out. I heard he's okay. But, yeah, no, he's okay. what I was saying up here, so I was talking about this game yesterday. So mm-hmm. This game landed on three. If you lose that game, if you didn't bet the money line, of course, New England, but if you lost that game, shame on you. Don't call yourself a gambler, not even a professional gambler. There were threes and three and a halves yesterday. Early in the day, my friend that right downstairs took a 3.5 on the game. There was -3, -05, and -10. At worst, you should have pushed this game. So shame on you. He bet Penn National. I think if Penn National's an app here, I think he bet Penn National plus the 3.5. I seen Hard Rock last night. I seen Rivers. There was a couple places with 3.5, but there was 3.5 up until yesterday. It actually went down to 3. So shame on you if you lose that game. But yet, even though my friend took the 3.5, I shouldn't embarrass him. He's right downstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
He bet a parlay because he can't.
Fezzik said the same thing this morning, but it's like, yeah, but the starting quarterback got hurt 5 plays in. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying by a numbers perspective.
The result's the result, though.
The result is the result, right. Yeah. Because the starting quarterback got hurt is kind of, yeah, you're right. The result
We're
is the
result. We're only talking about the result of the game, though.
Yeah.
That's all.
Sure.
Yeah. Just that it landed on 3. That's it.
Yeah.
But I understand it. Yeah, the starting quarterback went down, sure. But A.J. Brown went down, too. I mean, you could talk about so many different things. But, yeah, so he likes Dave Portnoy. So he bet something he heard on Barstool. He said over Drake May. I was like, oh, good job on a 3.5. And he's like, no, I lost. I was like, wait a minute, timeout. You were rooting for the Patriots the whole game. What do you mean you lost? He goes, yeah, Drake May didn't go over. So I was like, you're betting parlays? Like, he knows better, you know? But that's what everyone
People
does, though. I get
parlays.
It, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and then I watched something on a site that he was playing. It wasn't Penn National. It was a big, big site. It was DraftKings. I'll just tell you what it was. It was DraftKings. So I watched something on DraftKings, and I just realized how much the public has just no chance. He's playing this bonus thing he had on Blackjack, and I watched them playing. You would sell your soul to the devil to be the house for a couple weeks on DraftKings. I mean, I cannot. Now, do I think the games are legit? Yeah, because it was a live dealer, which I told him. I said, you better off playing the live dealer games than the automated ones if you're playing.
Totally.
So I sat there with him for 45 minutes and watched. I cannot believe people don't do a simple Google search on basic strategy. This was a $10 game, or was it 10? I think it was $10 to, I know for a fact, it was up to 10,000. There are $10 to $10,000 playing live blackjack on the site, and the strategy that was being used by people, half the table were so bad. I'm talking about, like, they didn't know, they're hitting like 14 versus the 5, they're hitting. Now, that wasn't one or a one-off or anything. That was multiple people. I said, listen to him. I said, listen to me. Change the game. Go to another live table. I want to see something else. It happened again. 5 people at the table. 3 of them had no clue what they were doing. They're hitting soft 19. I actually videotaped. I wanted to videotape a hand. They're hitting ace 8, soft 19. They're doubling soft 19. I seen such crazy things last night, and it's every night. Like, they have no chance. The public has no chance against the casinos playing these iGaming. I've talked about it for weeks on my own podcast. I'm going to talk about it again after this show. I just felt I couldn't believe. I guess because, like you say, Gil, we're so close to the sun by living in Las Vegas. We know basic strategy blackjack. I would think that it's so easy just to Google basic strategy. I can't believe how bad the players are online. And by the way, these aren't people sitting down with $20. These are people sitting down with $500, $1,000. Don't even know that you have to, you know, 12 versus 2, that's a difficult strategy for a lot of people. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying hands like ace 5 I seen someone stay on. I said, what? What do you mean they stay? That guy stayed on ace five versus five.
These are not people in a casino in Vegas. These are online players. They have no excuse. Yeah.
Online players. Real money. Yeah. Real money.
Yeah. Which Bill, as you know, I mean, they're sitting at a computer, which means, basic strategy cards that you'd have back in the day, whatever. You can Google that and put it up right next to you on the screen. You could be playing on one side and have the card telling you exactly what to do every hand on the other screen.
That's true.
And plus, the main point, not even just the players, right? The online casinos, that every little house rule that they can put in their favor goes in their favor instead of what you might find at a live table out here in a casino.
This was a 3-2 blackjack, which was good. 3-2. They're dealing out of a shoe, a live shoe. It's an 8-deck shoe. Let's call it, it's not 2%, but let's call it a 2% game. A 2% blackjack game, people are playing to 5, 6, 8%. That's how bad people were playing on there. And it was across three different tables. I didn't know that goes on. I didn't know the players were that bad on these sites. This is just a way for these. This is why iGaming, I talk about it in New Jersey, made more money in July than the brick and mortar casinos. People are doing it from home where they can't be, shunned or embarrassed or told, different strategy. I don't care if someone doesn't play right as far as not taking a card when they get mad. You can't get mad at your hand because it can help you just as much as it can hurt you. But I'm talking about just for their own good playing. I did not know it was at that level that bad. I can imagine all the sites are getting those people that are just, I'm not trying to make fun of people. I'm just trying to help people. If I use basic strategy, I'll really give you a help. Don't play. Don't even play. There's no edge unless you're, unless you have a bonus or some kind of a, you're sending money in. I'll tell you the same things. I mean, I don't know what area he lives, but you just don't play. Don't play if you're in one of those jurisdictions because it's closet gambling. It's hard to stop once you're down money. You can lose everything easily. So I like to talk about responsible gambling on every platform. And this was just spontaneous. I noticed it last night. I didn't realize how bad the players were. I don't mean to be going off on this, but it's more, just life lessons. Guys, you have to have more than one out. That game landed 13-10. You should not be losing. You should only be winning if you're betting the underdog there. So I seen minus $1.60 money lines. I see minus $1.95 money line. So you should definitely have more if you're serious. Now, when I say serious, $100. If you bet $100 on a game, shame on you if you lost that game on either side. Didn't push it worse.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Bill, we got to run, but we appreciate the time as always. We'll see you here in studio next week.
Yes, sir. Bill, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast, which he does.
I think
Randy McKay is on there every week, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or during football season. At least often. That's right.
At least often.
Elihu Foystel on teasers. You don't want to miss this. Next, on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Derek Stevens, Shangri-La in the desert. Gil Alexander. Kelly's behind the glass because Kelly's got to work on some graphics for Elihu. Elihu Foystel basically sent a sheet with nothing but decimal points. So Kelly is tasked with turning that into a graphic that will make some sense. Good luck to him. Real quick, before we get to Mike Reardon from Right Angle Sports for a live college football release here. Cody Betts Football on Twitter. Gil and Kelly getting me off the Titans and on the Steelers for Survivor. Oh, boy, don't hold us to it. Circus Sports, thank you, Mike Rouse, for letting us know. Circus Sports responded to Cleve TA and said there will be times when a game is a pick'em, just none this week, they say, in Circa Millions. Ted G, thanks, guys. You just inadvertently answered a question for me. I couldn't figure out why. I had recently seen some half-point spreads versus pick'em. I didn't think about teaser implications. Real Knicks, how am I the only one that's not seen the Sydney Sweeney commercial? Oh, wait, I know. It's because I just came home from a trip to Australia and have been sleeping ever since. And then Money Gun Guz, who did really well in Millions last year, he says, I'm locked in, I believe that's what he says, for his two Survivor picks. Lions and Chargers, and I have 5 millions. But Lions and Chargers for his Survivor picks, he goes for my, let's see, what else does he have here? I can't read the rest of that because I'm not sure what you're trying to say there. It might be a typo. He says, let's have a great year, friends. I'm with you. And finally, Tony Hernandez, fellas, Jets, Titans, hard pass for me. Chargers, Steelers look inviting for sure. As for the Raiders, isn't Merritt a decent replacement? He is. Not that I would ever want anything positive to go for the Raiders since I'm a diehard Chargers fan. Man. And David Donnelly, Kelly's big on the Vikings. Kevin O'Connell to win coach of the year, 20-1. We shall see. Fantasy football champion Matt Walsh has me. Gil has me dying after hearing Chas v'chalila. Shana tova to you, sir. You too. By the way, happy new year to all who celebrate as well. Let's do it. College football live release with Right Angle Sports is Mike Reardon. Mike joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Big winner for us last week doing this. And remember, Mike, first of all, good morning, Mike. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good morning, Gil.
Thanks for joining us.
It's fun to be 1-1 instead of 0-2, and I got introduced to the network hard out last week. That was a new one for me, so thank you.
That's right. There are hard outs, so we must abide by the hard outs. It's not a podcast. My apologies for not prepping you on that.
No apology necessary, Gil.
Real quick, before we get to the Right Angle Sports release and the release procedure, which we will talk before that, you on Twitter, you're not the first, Mike, to get into a little back and forth with our friend Stevie Fezzik, who is a much nicer person in real life than he is on Twitter. Because on Twitter, he is unbearable. What was the little back and forth, and what would you like to say about it?
Yeah, just, you know, Fez, I put up something that I thought, you know, Ed was Hall of Fame worthy. You know, we've been talking about Dr. Bob being perhaps the first tout in, and I think that would be well-deserved. You know, I put up something that they both deserve to be in, and Fezzik, he kind of just started ranting on and on about how Dr. Bob was better and why Bob was better, and I was like, that was not my point. My point was, you know, if we break the tout barrier and allow people in who sold picks, if Bob goes in, I think Ed at Right Angle Sports deserves to go in not long after. And that was my main point. And I knew Fezzik knew that. And so I was extra hard on Fezzik just because I thought I might be able to draw that out of him. And, you know, me and Fezzik are on good terms. And I was glad to have him say that about Ed belonging in.
Yeah. And I believe in the central point of that, which is of pick sellers, Dr. Bob, and the Ed you're referring to, by the way, for people who don't know, is Ed Golden, the founder of Right Angle Sports. Those two should be the guys in. I think we all can agree on that. And you're right. Fezzik took it in a different direction. But, you know, that's our Stevie. All right. Let's do the release first before we talk about other college football stuff. Because I don't want to get this too close. Then people, if I get it too close to the end, people are going to be like, it's total go on the first one. But here's the procedure. Right Angle Sports release procedure. Mike is going to give us a rotation number, and he's going to give us a bet. Before you submit the bet, you're just going to add the bet to your bet slip. We'll give you 30 seconds to find it. Then Mike is going to either say go. If he says go, you bet it immediately, or cancel. If he says cancel, it is not a bet. You will remove it from the bet slip, and we will do this all over again. Okay, Mike, without further ado, the show is yours. What do you got?
Yeah, the first setup is going to be 315 Missouri, Kansas over 50.5.
Mizzou and Kansas. Throw out the records when these two teams face each other. Not a lot of love lost. What other cliches can I come up with? Mizzou and Kansas, over 50.5, rotation number 315. I am repeating it because I am stalling so that you have some time to put it in your bet slip. Rotation number 315, Missouri, Kansas, over 50.5. All right, Mike, I think we've given them enough time. Yes, okay. This, of course, is tonight, right? This is tonight's game.
It's tomorrow night.
Pardon me. I forgot it's Thursday.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. This is not a Saturday game. So this should be easy to be found. All right. What's the deal?
Yeah. This play is a go bet 315 Missouri, Kansas over 50.5.
Over. It's a go over 50.5 Missouri and Kansas. Let us see the Christmas tree light up again. It's the power of Right Angle Sports here on a numbers game that it will move the college football lines dramatically. And let's see how quickly it takes from 50.5. I'm just on one shop here offshore, one of the pillars of the offshore. Let's see here. Yep, here we go. That's moving. We're on the move. Over 50.5, Missouri and Kansas. Why the over here, Mike?
Yeah, just real quickly. So Leopold called this his most complete offense since he's been at Kansas. So that's pretty exciting to hear from him. And he also gets his offensive coordinator back from Penn State. They're pretty excited about the quarterback, Marshall. He's got some mobility. All of our numbers have this higher than this as is before those subjective notes. So we like over 50.5 here.
Okay. I'm already seeing 51 consensus on the way up. Here we go. All right. Let's talk about some other things with college football. Now, you want games to be shortened? What is this about?
Oh, no. I do not want games to be shortened.
I was going to say.
That's That's kind of my passion. I know it's probably from a bitter place of having bets canceled. For the viewers that don't know, at most main sports books, if the game doesn't go 55 minutes, it'll be canceled. So if they only play 54 minutes, it could be 200-0. All bets are canceled, whether you have the favorite or the underdog gets canceled. And, you know, I kind of understand it when Georgia's playing Mississippi Valley State. It's just such a bloodbath. And maybe it's, they talk about player safety and, you know, what are we doing here? I still don't like it, but I understand it there. Last week we had a game, Presbyterian was playing at Mercer, and Presbyterian was getting about 21 points. Presbyterian actually beat Mercer last year, and they ended up playing 12-minute quarters in the third and fourth quarter, which ended up making that under 55 minutes. And I thought, I just don't think that's a great way, example to tell your kids that, hey, we need to shorten the game when it's teams that should be somewhat comparable. And it just feels like it's just not a lot of belief in them. And, you know, if the game's going so bad, you know, it can be shortened. And I just don't like it. Am I bitter from losing bets over 20 years? Of course. But that's kind of my little bit of my passion there.
There was another game, too, right? Arizona State, Morgan State got shortened, I believe, to 10 minutes earlier this year.
I believe so.
From the standard 15 minutes. Okay, the other thing, we sort of alluded to this last week because I was talking about, all right, is college football always difficult to figure out, you know, heading into week zero and to week one, how good or bad these teams are. It's college, after all, the players turn over. And now we have the transfer portal, so it turns over even more dramatically, rosters do. How far off can we be on projections in this era? You wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I do think we can be more off than ever. And, you know, something we always looked at going into week two is about the overreactions. And maybe two, three, up to, you know, 5 years and further back, you know, we would know what the line should have been in the preseason for these week two games. And if, you know, some crazy stuff happened in week one and they moved the line 6, 7, 8 points, you know, we were always looking to kind of bet against the overreaction. But now with the transfer portal, this first game, it means more than ever. Just an example, the LSU-Clemson game, you know, that line was 10. And, you know, if they played again the next day, you know, we kind of, usually it would be like, okay, the closing line meant way more than the result. You know, maybe move the line 2, 3, maybe 4 at the most. But if, you know, if LSU played Clemson again, you know, this Saturday, I don't see how you wouldn't move it almost at least 10 points, which it's a new era for how much to react.
Think about what you just said there, though. That should be foremost in people's mind. Like if you redid that line, the dramatic change should let us know, right? It's a cautionary tale for any other season moving forward at the beginning. We don't know much, and don't take the market as this sort of sacred, you know, thing that they know something you don't, because they actually do not. By the way, I should always ask this on the releases. To what number would you still play the over on Missouri, Kansas?
Yeah, we like this through 52. And okay. So we think there's some room here. So that would be our limit.
Okay. You like it to 52 right now. I'm still seeing 51-ish, right? 51.5. It hasn't gone past 52 yet. Okay. And then finally, just real quick on your last 45 seconds here. No play on Texas, Ohio State. Give us a thought or two on that.
You know, the big games, not that we will never have a bet on them or attack them, but I mean, in general, that line might be, in theory, the most accurate one of the week. It's got the most eyes on it. All the information that is available is known by most people. So, you know, not to say we'll never bet on that, but, you know, we usually kind of stick a little bit below that line of marquee game.
Mike, can't thank you enough. You can follow Mike, by the way, on Twitter at @MikeR_RAS. That's for Right Angle Sports, part of the Right Angle Sports team. And shout out to Ed Golden as well. I'm with you on your sentiment. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Gil. RAS Picks /VEASAN for your discount this week.
Bang! Got the promo in as well. Thank you, Mike. We'll come back. Bill Krakenberger, Elihu Foistel. It's a numbers game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
The wait is finally over. College football and NFL are officially underway. Now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide with post-preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams. Sign up now. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and you can get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, we have some news to share. Breaking news. What do you got?
Oh, boy, we do. We have news. I love news that's sort of news that's, like, not right. News, but news.
Breaking in quotes.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. So Sam Darnold updates. First from Adam Schefter. This is about 20 minutes ago at this point. Darnold underwent MRI on his hip this morning that team doctors are still reviewing to determine how much time he will miss. It is expected to be some, but for now the team believes it, as one source described, quote, dodged a bullet.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, for me and Rappaport, that just came down 10 minutes ago. Sam Darnold expected to miss week two, but should be back, quote, sooner than later.
That sounds like Rappaport. Just I gotta say something.
I don't know. I actually thought Schefter's was worse, but okay.
Like, no, I think Schefter's at least gives us an idea that it's going to be multiple games.
Well, at least Rappaport tells us for sure week two.
Yeah, but that's obvious based on Schefter's. These guys are ridiculous,
right? Right. Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Again, not a lawyer here. Ask Sia Najad. I don't know where we're at with the legal process with Josh Jacobs. Pleads no contest to misdemeanor battery criminal charges to property today. It's the entire update I have for you. I have no idea what that means for upcoming games.
We get tweets, speeding the book, and write. Randy ain't bothered by nothing. Love him. Talking about Randy McKay. It's true. He's probably not bothered at all. Patrick Kelly. Always an incredible hour with Crackman. Thank you. Where on the Ohio River was he? I grew up on the Ohio River. Oh, I probably should ask him. Auburnist, just curious, but will Crack be able to keep getting those limits, or will they eventually back him off? Well, Auburnist, he even said himself,
yeah,
even if he loses, he may not continue to get those limits. Like, there kind of is no rhyme or reason sometimes for this stuff. James, week to week is basically what it is. J&J watering hole. Bill, oh, he's talking about Billy. How much if you had to, oh, he's quoting me. He says, Bill, how much if you had to guess? His answer, it's a lot. The answer without answering. Get him, Bill. Stringfellow Hawk, I picture Crackman riding all over the state of Pennsylvania in a rental Kia. That's so bleeping awesome. There's the Lawrence Carter tweet once again. Appears that MGM Nevada is not offering teasers on NFL. This is how quickly this situation develops. Elihu contacted me earlier in the week, all jazzed up about talking about teasers, and then literally from yesterday to today, teasers disappeared in some spots.
Took them off the board. Yeah, that's incredible.
Civil Pink. I have learned the hard way about online blackjack. Unfortunately, you need to play at least $25 tables. It weeds out the riffraff. Brad Bowers, Australia, it's spring break. No school. My bad.
Oh, all the kids get to go. Good.
That's there. There, you cracked the code. Thank you, Brad Bowers. Kumbets, I was in South Point last week. I saw a guy hitting hard 18, 19, and 20 at a table. Come on. 20.
What is that?
That's a good
Austin
one.
Austin Powers, I like to live dangerously.
Blue sky and sunshine. Can you help Crack better understand sentence structure and using the word scene? Hey, look, man. That's part of his charm.
That's right.
Part of his charm, man. Come on. Dell Mind the Gap Radio. While covering spreads for 30 years, I don't think I've ever seen Miami minus 61, total 65 versus Florida A&M. Crazy line. That is crazy. A minus 61 spread and a 65 total.
Yeah, I am staring at, I'm trying to find the most absurd on my board, 50, but the worst one I can find is 60, Miami laying 60, total 65 and a half.
Still.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Giuseppe,
go Rattlers.
Giuseppe Berta. So crazy, Elihu Foistel is on a numbers game today. I've spent a lot of hours on teaser research after his appearance last year.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to find out if I'm on the right track with all the findings. Well, good on you for doing your own stuff too. Yeah, with
absolutely.
It.
I'm glad you just said that.
Ice Goon. One day we took Grandma to a Vegas casino and played blackjack. She had a 14. Dealer had a 5 showing. Told her to stay. Grandma said she had to take a card since she was losing. She wouldn't listen and took a card. A 10. Busted. Everyone stayed. Dealer popped a 5 for 20, killing the table.
Yep.
Gordon Dye. Gil, you can still move the line at MGM any way you want, which is better in most cases than a straight teaser. Just do it under spreads link. Yeah. But they did remove the entire teaser part. DPAC48. So you actually can parlay all lines up to an extra 11 points and as many teams as you want to get plus odds, and you can use hooks or varying numbers to get over key numbers on individual games on MGM, which might be better than a standard long or long teaser.
Okay, glad that got tweeted in. Yep. Worth pointing out.
Yes.
I know Zach Cohen does a lot of manipulating on MGM with those kind of things, manipulating sides. I also hope, you brought up doing your own research. I think two big things that we took away from, when was Joe Pita on? Last week with us?
Can't remember.
Pita talking about manufacturing the closing line value using prediction markets,
yep.
And then Elihu just talking about how you can kind of manufacture your own teaser sides, too. This is kind of all the same thing.
Yeah. More time spent on the prediction market. Yeah. Old guy, get off my lawn. Could you please post a clip of the teaser segment to Twitter so those of us listening on iHeart can see the numbers you were speaking about? It's a good call.
Will do.
Jim Shogren, great teaser info. I miss the early 80s where two team 6-point teasers were even money. Damn. Yeah, those days are long gone. And Fred Courier, thanks for an awesome Thursday. See you both soon. Well, I'll tell you what, Fred Courier, it was an awesome Thursday. It's going to be an awesome Friday because tomorrow not only is it Fezzik Fridays with Steve Fezzik, who got way too many mentions on the show today, by the way, for my taste. My bad. Chris Velika, the Bear, with all of his plays from Fox Sports, but the return, the triumphant return of Dr. Bob talking NFL with us tomorrow on the show. Expect a little more applause from you, Kelly.
Okay. So I was just making notes somewhere
trying to be
about
dramatic.
That. And I was thinking about how we could have a dramatic Bob Returns open, but I don't think Rob's going to be able to turn that around in 24
hours. Pioneer.
Something I should have thought of a week ago.
He prefers legend.
It's good to have. It'd be good to have Bob back on for
He's
sure.
Like, you know, Gil, I said that one time, and you just won't lose. You just won't let go of it. I'm like, yeah, because it was an epic moment.
My prediction is he comes in very bubbly in a sunshiny mood as always.
He called me and did like literally. He's like, hey, call me back. So I called him back. I said, hey, Bob. He launched into 10 minutes on the Kansas City Chiefs before
really?
I even get.
Really?
Oh, it's incredible. He was so excited about it. So maybe I'll ask him to do the Chiefs thing, but he's going to give a pick for sure tomorrow on the show. Okay.
Can't wait.
Tennis plays today again. Two women's semis tonight at the U.S. Open. Elena Rybakina, Coco Gauff, over 22.5 games. Jessie Pegula, Arina Sabalenka, over 22. Simple, straightforward. There you go. Let's go, Jessie. Let's go. I'd love to see her win a major. Someone worth $9 billion to win a tennis major.
11 point something. Don't short her.
My bad.
Don't short the Pegulas.
My bad. By the way, we didn't update the September wins in baseball. It does not look good all of a sudden. The Red Sox and Blue Jays refuse to beat the teams they're supposed to. Red Sox lose to the Angels again. Blue Jays lose to the Athletics again last night. So this is not looking good. Mm. All of a sudden, where we were trending great, and now the Red Sox and Blue Jays are both two wins behind the leader, or the leaders. I think it's a leader, right? The Dodgers' sole possession of the lead. Red Sox, 28-1, most wins in September. Blue Jays, plus 23-25, most wins in September. They got to get off the schneid there. And then NFL season longs, Caleb Williams, passing yards, 20-1. Passing yards leader, I should say, 20-1. Nick Benito, defensive player of the year, 14-1. And Niners, in action tonight. I have them over 9.5 wins on the season. As far as tonight, Niners plus 3.5. Didn't get the best of it. It's 4 now, but Niners plus 3.5 in Melbourne, Australia, where it is not a school night. Over 100,000 are supposed to be there on Friday morning.
Can't wait. Can't wait to watch it. I do have one bet tonight, but I am avoiding side in total, and I don't imagine. I'm never going to count anything out live, but I have a feeling I'm sitting on the sidelines for this one. I'm tailing Nick Whalen, though. Tailing Whalen. That should definitely be a segment.
Midland building. Taylor Whalen.
I'm Taylor Whalen. Christian McCaffrey over 4.5 receptions. I do like that one with the banged up receiving core for the Niners. And then week one bets real quick. Bucks, Bengals under 51.5. Jags, Jets teaser already for me. Jags, Texans teaser. Kyler Murray, 25 plus rushing yards. Taylor and Matt Brown on that. Cowboys laying 2.5. Broncos plus 3, 120.
Nice job. Kelly Bidlin
Zachary
all over the
Cohen
place.
On the show earlier
Zach
today.
Cohen on the show earlier today. 49ers plus 4 tonight in Melbourne. Titans, money line versus the Jets. Speaking of the Jets, he's got Geno Smith to throw a pick at minus 103. And then the Colts, Alec Pierce, over 44.5 receiving yards from Zachary Cohen. He also had a couple college football, or a few college football. He added a third. Cal plus 3.5. Iowa State plus 14.5. And Arizona State was the late add at plus 14.5. Zach firing every which way on college football as well. Do you have anybody else with picks today? I'm not sure if we did.
No, that's it.
That's it. Yeah, right, I was going to say. That's it.
Could have helped you out there.
That's all right. You just leave me hanging. Yeah. You were very chatty with Elihu. That's one of your favorite guests ever.
I I love whenever we have Elu on.
Yeah.
You know, I love betting teasers, and it's usually we're having teaser conversations with him. And most of the conversations around teasers these days have just turned into, you can't bet them, you've been priced out of it by books, or the books are taking them down.
That dude has had more influence on me than anybody. Seriously.
Yep.
Sports betting perspective. And all out of the kindness of his heart, writing newsletters and moderating forums. Amazing. Amazing guy. We've done all we can do. Prop Points is next with John Hansen. Enjoy.